The National Rifle Association raised money for Clark's re-election bid, while former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his anti-handgun group spent heavily to try to help Clark's challenger, Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Chris Mays. Clark took a nearly 5,000-vote lead late last evening, making it likely he'll win when 6,000 absentee ballots are counted. In remarks to supporters, Clark thanked a top official of the NRA, as well as several conservative Wisconsin talk show hosts who backed the incumbent.
I'll tell you what, they provided the air support for me over the last couple of weeks as we went up against some big-time money for a sheriff's race. I think it's unprecedented, the amount of money that they brought in, including Michael Bloomberg's money.
The left-leaning Greater Wisconsin Committee also spent heavily to support Chris Mays. Mays is not yet conceded, but admits it's highly unlikely he can win enough absentee votes to erase Clark's lead. Mays says Clark may continue in office with a record of failure.
Has been the sheriff while we've become the 10th most violent city in America. And this year we have a 20% increase in the number of individuals wounded by gunfire. And he doesn't work well with anybody.
Sheriff Clark is expected to easily defeat an independent candidate in November. Clark told reporters last night he's considering running for Milwaukee mayor in 2016. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.